From the Film Grok Studios in beautiful downtown Studio City, this is Film Grok. Our movie for this week is The Muppet Movie. Our cast today is, my name is Serge Delpierre, and we have...
Heidi Hilliker.
And...
Michael Smith.
And...
Jim Usterman.
Welcome, everybody. Our cue point for today is for The Muppet Movie. At the beginning, the very end of the Jim Henson Pictures logo is going to go and go and go. You're going to expect it to fade to black, and it drops to black really quickly. Pause it right there. That's where we have it paused. We'll give you a few minutes to do that. Meantime, we're going to talk about the movie briefly, and then when we're ready to go, I'll say 3, 2, 1, play, and then you'll hit play, and then you'll have us in sync while we'll talk about the movie. You'll be watching it, or you can listen to this while you're walking your dog or playing with some Muppets or...
Doing the dishes. I don't know. I was put on the spot to come up with something spontaneous.
Or moving right along or...
I don't know. There's some good drugs you could do with this movie, I think.
Yes.
Do people do drugs anymore?
If you're just listening to us.
You can always do that. You just listen to us while you're... Oh, I'm not even going to go there. Anyway, so the Muppet Movie. Michael, when was the first time you saw a Muppet Movie?
I don't know. I knew you were going to ask me that, and I had to think about it, and I don't know. I don't even know how young I must have been when I first saw this movie, and it's another movie that just I've always known to be there, it seems like, and always will.
Sort of like Citizen Kane?
Well, Citizen Kane wasn't one that I probably would have watched at like 4 or 5 years old and have that kind of memory of watching it as a child. If I did, that would have been an interesting thing. But yeah, I mean, I was thinking more like a Christmas Story or one of those kinds of movies that I watched as a child,
right?
And then have just seen it again and again over the years, so that it's just sort of been part of my life.
And you wore it the Betamax.
I might have seen it. My dad was a huge proponent of Betamax.
He had Betamax?
Had Betamax tapes well into the 90s.
Wow.
Actually, may still have a few. So I probably did see this on Betamax.
With the Betamax player that's the size of like that
actually,
television.
Oh, yeah. They were about like that size. When I worked at Errol's Home Video Club, we still had Beta. It was back, they had VHS and they were just starting
to get
rid of
it. Did you just point at that little thing?
Yeah, I remember. Beta machines actually had gotten pretty decently small.
I imagine. I don't even remember them being any smaller than
Betamax.
My PC.
Betamax, I don't know. I remember seeing them. Yeah,
so. They did get smaller. Once the diehards when they were buying everybody else knew that VHS was the way. The diehards were buying the ones that got smaller. Everybody else would quit buying.
I mean, maybe I saw them because we had them at the store. I was never a Betamax. Well, it's not like I chose to be a fan. It's like, okay, well, there's VHS and Betamax.
Yeah, you have two formats.
Get VHS. I can just tell you, it used to be split in half. Literally, it was like half Beta, half VHS. And it was just funny seeing it like month by month. The Betamax section getting smaller and smaller. And then it got to be like one shelf and then one bookcase and one shelf. And that was it. It was gone. Oh, before that, actually, it was Laserdiscs, too. I'm sorry. It was Laserdiscs went first, then Betamax did. So,
most recently with the HD movie.
Man, HD. Oh,
saw that coming a mile away.
That was ugly. That was ugly. I know some people who bet on HD. Ooh.
I don't. I don't associate with people who lose.
Tim was like,
wow, she's hardcore.
I will tell Tim that.
I actually wanted to get both. I'm like, oh, one of them's going to win,
Tim,
the other one's going to be cheating.
Tim, don't listen to this. Don't listen to it because Heidi's totally dying.
Are we going to watch a movie? DVD.
Well, we're talking. People are queuing up. Hang on. We'll get to you, Jim. Hang on a second. Heidi, when's your first time watching Muppet movie? Do you remember?
I think it was probably one of those things that was, like you were saying, that was just with me, like, since I was a kid. I know I was very, very, very young when I saw it for the first time. I've been a huge fan of the Muppets and Jim Henson, like, my whole entire life. So I'm sure I saw it really, really early on.
When you were more prone to weeping, from what she informed us earlier.
I will cry during this film. And just don't be surprised if you hear some sniffles coming from my microphone.
Yeah.
I have the Kleenex available.
Thank you. But, it's one of my favorite movies of all time, actually, as well. And I'm excited to watch it, as every time I watch it.
Mm-hmm. Jim?
Oh, I'm the senior member here, because I think I was in high school when it came out, or junior high.
So, Oh, I was.
It might have been high school. It was 79.
It was high school. Yeah.
Yeah. Just high school for me, but yeah, I saw it when it came out. It was just in the theater. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I was in high school too. In fact, I think I graduated high school when this came out. I just graduated high school.
Oh my! And you went.
I just dated myself. Everybody, without your calculators.
And you were first in line with all the these kids.
I don't even remember. I mean, I went to see it, but I remember the Muppet Show from the Muppet Show. That's what I was expecting.
Right.
I'd grown up watching the Muppet Show, which I love the Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. It was great. We'd come home from school. Have dinner, and then afterwards it was like, I think it was the Muppet Show, and then Don Adams Screen Test, and then something else on it. It was really
all recorded on Betamax.
This is way before Betamax.
Betamax, yeah.
But and the interesting thing is, when watching this, I enjoyed it. Actually, I just rewatched this yesterday, so it kind of reminded me what I like. That's not cheating. It's refreshing. I literally hadn't seen it since like 79.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, neither have I. I'm going to be like the silent member are all going to be talking about.
But what this reminded me of is back in like 79 or 80, they came out with this movie called The Nude Bomb. Universal came out with a Get Smart movie.
Yes,
and that movie stunk up the room like nothing else.
It was so bad.
It was so wrong-headed. It was the completely wrong thing. And also because, of course, the show was funny and they just completely misconceived the whole movie. They later made a Get Smart Returns, actually, which was really good. It was like an ABC movie back in the 90s.
Which he loved.
But it worked like the TV show, so it worked well. But why I'm mentioning this is, at the time, I think I kind of felt like I really liked the TV show, and the movie itself was a little different from what I was used to at the TV show. So I kind of had a bit of a distance, like, well, this is not like the TV show, and I'm seeing the movie, and what's this, and that kind of thing. Well, so I wasn't like my favorite film, and I wanted to keep on coming back. Also, I was 17 years old. I'm like, okay, Muppets are cool, but I think I'm moving on. So my reaction to it was not, five stars, best film ever type of thing. But watching it again, I totally see the charm of it and everything. There's a lot of enjoyable things. And now I can see, here's a lot of parts of the TV show that and how they actually, now I could kind of go back and understand how it kind of relates to the whole movie experience as opposed to TV show experience.
Yeah, well, and they can do a lot more. Like, the puppeteering in this film is revolutionary. I mean, they got to do a lot more than they were able to do on the show, and then they created a lot of techniques that were used from that moment on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, especially that. And I remember at the time, I'm sure you do too, when this movie came out, there was a lot of talk around. I just remember, how did they do this? How did they have Kermit ride on the bike? How did they do those things? Which
was
like incredible, which, of course, we will turn to you, Jim.
Oh, geez.
To maybe
no
talk about maybe how they did some of these things.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Henson and his crew had been developing, they were pioneers anyway.
Right.
From the get-go, just from Sesame Street, and had been developing all that, hidden puppeteer business. Right. And they just took it to a new level
with
this.
If you have an answer on the bike scene, my wife is keenly interested in knowing.
I may have to look that up.
I think everyone is interested.
I know how they do the bike scene.
You know how they do the bike scene?
I'll talk about it maybe more when we get there, I've studied with a puppeteer, Michael Earle. I take classes with him, and he did puppeteering on this movie. He did Scooter. He did Animal. He worked on Sesame Street. So I've actually talked to him a little bit about how they do some of the things, and maybe we'll talk about the bike when we get there.
And did he talk about the fact that John Landis and Tim Burton also worked on this?
Yep.
Oh. They did?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they were puppeteers.
Ooh. And Tim Burton was uncredited, but now...
Wow.
Yeah. But he did work on it, and now I think they've reflected it on the guy on IMDb.
Which is topical, isn't it, for the other podcast?
Yeah. It all relates.
Wow. This is cool. All right, let's get going. All right, so hopefully you've all queued up. So I have the remote in my hand. I'm going
to
keep it down.
I'm looking forward to hearing how they do that bike scene.
Yes. I was watching yesterday, like, did they do that?
Yeah, okay. That was my wife's comment as we were watching it the other day. I was like, how in the world did they do the bike scene?
All right, okay. Countdown is 3, 2, 1, play.
Okay, and there's the big globe.
Anybody know which studio this is? I was trying to figure that out.
Oh, that's a good question.
Maybe it's Paramount.
I almost want to say...
Wait, look, what's in the background?
That's
in the valley. Generic. Okay, it looks like it's in the valley. It might be Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
That's maybe.
That's kind of what I was thinking, but...
Worldwide Studios.
Oh, that's where it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Worldwide Studios.
Obviously.
Oh, that's what it was.
It's one of the older ones. You can tell by the
You can just tell about the architecture.
I like the facade they put in.
Well, they did put that facade in.
Mm. So here we
go. See, now this... Waldorf. See, this is a total callback to the show, of course.
Oh, there's a character actor you recognize playing the guard.
Yeah. I mean, you've all seen The Muppet Show, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have it on DVD. Okay, I have every season on DVD.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What? Okay, party at your house.
I love The Muppets. Like, this is, I mean, this is what I want to do. Like, I want to be a puppeteer.
And what's amazing about this, I mean, you know, is that this is actually a whole raised set. And they have all the puppeteers are underneath.
Oh, yeah.
Dr.
Teeth. Yep.
Well, that's their technique.
Sets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does anybody know, is Dr. Teeth inspired by Dr. John? I'm just curious because there is this sort of similar vibe
actually,
between the two.
Likely. I used to have an Electric Mayhem poster in my room. As a teenager.
I love Electric Mayhem.
Did you really?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Is Dr. Teeth and Electric Mayhem.
Ha ha ha.
Okay, name that character.
I don't remember him.
I recognize that frog, though.
Yeah, don't know who he is. There's Scooter. So who did Scooter?
My teacher, Michael Earl.
Okay. And there's... What's his name?
Sam the Eagle.
Sam the Eagle.
Oh, this
who
is
doesn't
amazing.
Appear in the movie?
You guys know this.
He appears in the movie here.
Well, right. Well, they have everybody, you know, they try to get all, like, the classic characters that you were familiar with from the show. Yeah. They like to have them here, you know, because they made a movie. And Kermit wants all of his friends to see it.
Yeah.
I like this convention of the movie in the movie.
Oh, the whole meta aspect of this
thing. But they
thing
always
is like,
do that.
Where are we? Oh, just read the script.
Well, I mean, that's
how did
part
I find
of the
you?
Muppets. Yeah.
How did I find
it's
you? I read the script. I like how he reads the script and they catch right up. Yeah. Very, very meta.
I find that the thing that worked for me as a kid with the Muppets still works for me now. It's sort of the anarchy and glee of the Muppets is just...
Right, but you know, who wants to clean up? What Muppet comes in and cleans all this up?
A Muppet doesn't clean that up. It's a person.
They leave it to the humans.
Because Muppets are just about having fun.
Then I don't want them coming over.
Except for Kermit. Kermit's a serious one. He's like, okay, everybody.
Yeah. Robin.
Does anybody know where Kermit was born?
Atlanta.
Greenville, Mississippi claims him.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah, they have a big sign when you drive through Greenville.
Now, I just want to point something out here. Now,
that's true.
This, of course, goes back to, and we've talked about this a few times, but this is the whole convention of coming. You know, the idea of coming down from the clouds, the gods coming down from the clouds. You know, from the skies down to earth to have their story told.
The rainbow.
And this follows visually that convention, among several other films too.
Oh, you do.
Man, it's so hard to watch a musical.
Conan the Barbarian, I think that's it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, exactly.
It's so hard to
watch. If you look,
Neverending Story, maybe?
Oh, I
don't remember.
Movie.
Superman, of course, does that.
And that convention is...
And then there's also, I'm going to bring it up, Triumph of the Will, Leni Riefenstahl. She starts off in the clouds and then, you know, comes down to earth because it was all about the story. I mean,
wow.
I know.
Sarah, she's just compared the Muppet movie to Nazi propaganda.
I did not.
Well, I mean, come on.
I'm not listening.
Lenny Riefenstahl did some.
I'm just watching. I'm just listening to that banjo.
It's a bit. Listen.
It's making me happy.
I'm just pointing out the conventions.
But I like this because
now I like
the
it
coming
comes,
down because it's like we're little, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
The world's big and we're all just like little people.
That too.
Little frogs.
But this is amazing because we just came from up on high. We're coming up into the forest, and this is all the same shot, and it does not break. Oh, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Oh,
there's a couple of dissolves. There.
Damn.
There's a couple of dissolves.
So this is essentially Dagobah. Okay, this is on a set.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, to have a puppet, they're not going to have him out in like a real swamp.
It's a good job for a set.
I want it. Oh, it's an amazing job for
it's
a swamp.
Beautiful set.
It's, I mean, it's exceedingly well convincing.
The trees aren't quite right for a swamp, though.
Well, I said it's Dagobah, which actually was probably shot around the same time as this.
Might have been on the same stage.
Could be.
Now
I'm just kidding about that.
But they shot Muppet. Now, Muppet Show, they shot in L.A. or did they shoot?
That was in the U.K.
They shot in the U.K. That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's why Michael never worked on it. He told me because he was working on Sesame Street at the time.
But they shot this here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now is the puppeteer in scuba gear?
The dude is underwater. Yeah. He's got to be.
Henson's in a. He's underneath that.
Oh, Henson always did Kermit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And
always.
And what was interesting is in boning up on this before I came, that in one article on the internet it says he had a steel tube built. In another article it said he was in a steel drum, just a oil drum.
I mean, I'm pretty
sure,
yeah, he was in something where he wasn't wet.
Right.
He did, however, have oxygen being pumped to him.
Another reason not to do it in a real swamp.
Yeah.
Well, right.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
One of the things that Henson is credited with is using the video monitor while you're puppeteering.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's how I've been trained.
It's, whether or not that's true, I don't know. But
that's what people trained from Henson. You know, like Michael, like, you know, everybody pretty much attributes that to him, wow, to creating that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I remember I did a puppet thing and. That's, I mean, everyone was under the stage, and there's a lot of stringing up of monitors.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
It's very interesting using a monitor. Yeah.
I've always had a monitor.
Yeah.
And then flopping the monitor ends up being a technical thing.
Flopping the monitor?
Yeah, flopping the image so you see what you can get your orientation as opposed to what the camera's necessarily seeing. You can flop it for yourself.
Muppet POV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Depending on what position you're in, you may want to flop the monitor.
Oh, wow.
I've never flopped it. I only know how to do it, like, reverse. I think that would be confusing. You know, like, once you've been, like, trained to, like, perceive it that way, because it's already hard enough, and then to, like, try to, like, do
your
it
left
back.
Is their right?
Right, or, yeah.
Or your left is camera right?
But you get used to it.
And we have our first cameo.
Yep.
And we have our first dead cameo, right?
Oh, here's the whole dead cameo thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was saying earlier, you watch this movie, so many of the cameos, people are not
31
alive.
31 years ago.
No, he is. Look at that.
He just passed away last year.
Yeah.
let's keep a body count on this one. We got number one.
And the Hare Krishna. Actually, there's three Hare Krishna references. Yeah, three of them.
Just three?
Yeah, just three.
You counted them.
Well, because I just watched it.
And counted them.
Well, I just remembered that.
So you guys were saying that the reason for, I mean, because it was an airplane, and it was just a big movement at the time. Is that why you saw it
The
so
Krishnas
much
were really.
I just think that they were really.
They were
around.
They were around a lot in the 60s
they're still
and 70s.
Now.
No, they're still around, but not as much
not
as then.
As
it
much.
Was
and really, not like
they were like in airports. It was just like to the extent it was such a joke.
And they were
like
new, and it was just out there. I think.
Also, I mean, they were in Blade Runner.
I mean, people are.
It was.
I mean, I'm sure. Like it's the way that people talk about Scientology now.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same kind of situation.
Yeah.
Dom DeLuise.
I love Dom DeLuise.
Oh, yeah.
He's funny. Really funny man. I like how Kermit in this it gives him more of a chance to be a person, have more of a personality. It's like, oh, yeah, I go to movies all the time. I love this ad.
Yeah.
For frogs.
Wishing to become rich and famous.
I see your ad because at the end, of course, he says, I saw your ad and I came to be rich and famous. And he says it so earnestly.
Shallow.
Well, no, he says it so innocently. That's the whole thing. I mean, this is all about, you know, Kermit's, well, the Muppets, how the Muppets became famous, how the Muppets became the Muppets.
Well.
How they became successful.
Yeah.
Ostensibly, that's the story.
That's, it's not the underlying theme, but yeah.
No, but that's the story is essentially that.
I love this alligator.
That's great puppeteering as well.
That is, look at that.
Yep. It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's somebody swimming.
I was just in a swamp with some alligators not long ago, and that's about right with the way they kind of move along. They don't snap at you like that, but they do move along like that.
Maybe it's even animatronic. Could be.
You know, I tend to doubt it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe,
I mean,
they do use
some animatronics in this film.
Okay, she'll be pointing those out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, here we go.
I'm just imagining.
That's how they do the bike.
Okay, Heidi,
how do they do the bike?
Animatronic.
It's animatronic.
How do they make it?
They've got it on.
They have it on.
Is it a wire?
There's wires. You can't see them, and the head movement is also. Yeah. Oh, you see, the wire. There you saw the wire. Did you see it?
Yeah, the wire.
When he came across the fence.
Oh, no. I missed the wire.
And that is amazing. The head movement is also an animatronic. And then when they're in the close-ups, obviously, it's the puppeteer. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought this was awful. It's a story point frog legs.
I love it.
He comes out to civilization.
What a villain, though. You know?
To civilization, what happens? They want to take him apart and eat him.
Yep.
That's Austin Pendleton.
Yeah, he's been a lot.
That's when he was younger.
And then, you know, this bike gag was so popular and everybody loved it so much that they do it with almost all of the characters in Great Muppet Caper.
Ooh.
They have that beautiful scene where they're singing a song and riding the bikes together. It's fantastic.
Oh, wow. Here comes
Kermit. How did that Kermit bike stay like that?
I like how he's very nonchalant. Yep, I just hopped up. But that's what I like. I like the expansion of his character. Because this is, remember,
I've begun with the Schwinn.
That's true.
Yes. Sleazo Cafe.
With the puns.
Yeah.
But this was the first breakout from the show. I mean, this is like, okay, if we're going to do movies, this is who we're going to be in the movies in a way. And his personality didn't change, but it expanded on Kermit's personality.
No, they didn't. Brilliant job, in fact, with all the characters.
Another cameo.
Yeah.
This is great. This is a great cameo. Oh, he's dead, too.
Gosh, there's so many cameos in this movie.
Number two.
Number two, yep.
Number two.
Oh, my
number
God.
Two cameo, number two death.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm keeping. Keeping the body count,
two
not the
two.
Cameo count.
That's right. It's a great joke.
Look how great he looks, though.
Yeah.
Oh, he does. Heyday.
It's Flint Post-day himself.
Day. He is the owner.
You guys, I'm sure, have seen the Flint movie. Have you seen the Flint movie?
Flint.
I mean, yeah, I know.
Tongue-in-cheek James Bond.
The President's Analyst. You ever seen that?
No, I haven't seen that one.
That's funny. And, of course, he walks into it's like, you know, the bar from Casablanca. It's like Rick's in Casablanca.
Yeah.
I love the man in the tuxedo.
Look at the, like, French couple up top. Like,
someone's arm wrestling.
I know, doing, like, some
guys in a burka.
Apache dance.
And,
whatever.
Of course, they're serving frog legs.
Of course.
The world is just such a harsh place.
Wait, where do these people come from? They've come from every corner of the globe.
There's some interesting people in this bar too.
It's that kind of bar. It's the kind of bar Madeline Kahn's in.
Number three.
Yeah.
There's a guy with a shaved head. We're gonna see brief glimpses of. Sarah,
Madeline Kahn.
Does anybody know is it the guy from Raiders?
Off
base?
This is Telly Savalas, number four.
I don't think he's the guy.
And he's dead too.
Yes, number four. Oh, yep. No, is it? Oh, yeah.
He died in the '80s. Yeah, Madeline Kahn.
I love her. She's
Madeline
brilliant.
Kahn. Now, Carol Kane is number five.
Not dead. Carol Kane, not dead.
And that's of course, and Paul Williams, of course, number six. He's not dead
not
either.
Not dead. Yep.
Not dead. Isn't he the president of the music association?
Oh yeah, I think he's president of ASCAP or BMI now.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think it's BMI. I'll have to bone up on that.
Yes, and I love the very first person he meets. Is Fozzie, the BFF of life, Fozzie and Kermie together, waka waka.
I just want to mention that Paul Williams was in Battle for the Planet of the Apes, and he did a really good job.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heard an interview with him just the other day, and he was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I love Fozzie.
Fozzie.
Oh, here's a good shot of everybody.
Now this is
that's
blue screen.
That's a blue screen.
That's a blue screen.
Chroma key. Time, yeah.
Yep.
Wait, exactly. It's a chroma key.
Hare Krishna too. even Kermie knows. It's a running gag.
Yep. Oh, he knows.
But that's what I love about the Muppets. They can always call themselves out on whatever the hell they're doing.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
I just like that there's so many different nationalities in this little cafe out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. It's El Sleazo, you know?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't go there?
Well, that's true. It's a crossroads of the world.
And look at that tiny old lady.
Yep.
Wait, where's the tiny lady?
She was right dead center in the crowd.
I like that the curtain is just a bunch of curtain ends.
Right. Yep.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Let's dance.
Okay, there's the chroma key again.
It's great. It looks slightly dated, but looks really good.
Oh,
no,
it looks fine.
And there's Austin Pendleton again. Oh, and Charles Durning. Wow.
Who always looks the same in every movie, he seems like.
I mean, they're both alive, right?
I even repeats
actually, Charles
this
Durning,
character
yeah,
later in, in Oh Brother, We're Out, though. I think he almost has the same outfit.
But they're not cameos. Those are actually roles. We're only counting cameos.
They're co-stars.
Oh, okay, I see.
So now we've got five cameos. Carol King's the only one who's alive.
Ooh, we love those legs.
Oh,
we
have to, yeah.
That's right. Five. Carol King was number five. Myth.
So we're at 4 out of 5.
Four out of five.
Four out of five.
No.
One out of five.
Wait, you count on the piano player. What's his name?
We have four.
Oh, it's at six, yes.
So we're four out of six.
Well, Paul Williams, you know, technically speaking, he was the composer, so maybe he's not a cameo.
I vote yes.
Okay.
I mean, if a director is in this movie for a second.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Is that the guy from Raiders? Am I just imagining?
You know, if not, he looks a lot like him.
I love this swinging from the fan gag. They do this actually in several other Muppet movies.
Yeah.
Is this a collection of bad beards?
Yes.
Oh, yes, okay. But it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's supposed to be because it's El Sleazo.
Because I'm just wondering if it's the same guy. Is that what they're doing? Is it a joke?
Well, it's about to be a Fozzie uses it here in a couple of seconds. So.
That actually was a good gag. How they got him into the piano and then have him come up. And they say drinks on the house. And like, I'm watching this. Like, where did everyone go? And like, oh, you've got to be kidding me.
I'm going to have to IMDb it a little bit to see if it's a guy from Raiders or not.
One of my favorite things about the whole film
is
like
on the house.
Is how each time they meet one of the main characters, you know, one of the Muppets, like they all have these unique little like meeting Kermit stories, you know, and they're all different.
Oh, yeah. And actually, this is a good origin story.
Yeah.
Because usually origin stories are not that good.
Now, who was our writer on this? Do we know?
Please stand by.
I mean, I'm sure Jim Henson and...
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Dot, dot.
Yeah, exactly. Ellipses.
Yeah.
Frank Oz.
I don't think Frank Oz
wrote it's actually Jack... It's Jack Burns and Jerry Jewell and J-U-H-L.
Oh, here we go. And you know what? This is a great road trip. It's a great road trip film.
Oh, this is
a great origins film. It's a great road trip film.
This is a road movie.
Absolutely. It's a lot of movies.
I love the classic cars in this movie.
And like them. Yeah. Like the road movies.
You're like my mom. It's like, oh, look at all the old cars.
How could you not?
Oh, I mean, great cars. It's a great
But they were the thing is, the cars were even old in 79. That's the whole thing.
If you look on Wikipedia, they have a section on the cars.
That's my mom's joke. Whenever you watch an old movie, she says, oh look at all the old cars.
I can't wait for the car to get painted. That's one of my favorite parts of the whole movie. When I was a kid, I dreamed of having that car, the painted car.
Yeah, the Edsel?
Yeah. But painted that way.
No, it's a Studebaker.
Yeah, yeah, Studebaker.
A bear in his natural habitat, a Studebaker.
Yeah. Oh, Fozzie. He's nothing like a real bear. I like in Muppets Take Manhattan when he's trying to hibernate with the other bears and like he can't like figure it out. He's like, oh, you're just gonna like sleep all winter? He's all bored.
I liked his joke where he borrowed it from his brother or his uncle who was in hibernation.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that voice.
I'm just going to show you a bad puppet.
But I like that they do that because us, you know, it makes like a big difference between like these bad puppets, you know, and the Muppets that have life.
Yeah, well, being said, it's not really that bad. It's a pretty cool suit.
I know. This reminds me a bit of the fins.
Oh, those are nice.
You all ever see Greg the Bunny?
Yeah.
No.
I love Greg the Bunny.
That's great.
Who's Greg the Bunny?
It was a series on Fox.
Yeah, it was like
short-lived, but it was basically puppets. Oh, you go ahead.
It was more like adult, like puppetry. It had Seth Green in it, and it was just
Sarah Silverman.
But like they worked on a puppet show, but the puppets were real too.
Yeah, they were like actors. Like,
so it was like the behind the scenes of it.
Now I have to watch it.
Meet the Feebles. Yeah,
have to watch it. Meet the Feebles was wonderful.
The Peter Jackson Muppet movie, like. I don't know what you call that.
Spoof.
Wicked.
Oh, really?
Spoof. Yeah.
I never saw it.
Oh, you've got to see it. I'll watch Greg the Bunny. You guys watch Meet the Feebles.
Muppets that do heroin and have AIDS. I'll
totally have to watch this now.
It's very, very twisted.
It's wrong in so many ways.
and right.
The temptation.
That's
but
right.
But see, Muppets, they don't give in to temptation.
Were those $1?
They're true of heart and spirit.
Okay, everybody.
I can't beat that one. I was going to mention something about capitalism, but I just can't say it.
You can't. They'll just walk away from that money because they aren't about that.
$500 a year.
You should see how she's gesturing right now. They're not like that.
That's a nice Studebaker.
Very animated.
But it needs a paint job.
It does. Well, it's going to
get
one.
It's going to get one.
But, you know, let me tell you, what I was amazed at was all the vehicle effects and how they had of course, they had the gag where he drives off without them, but how they had the gags with the Muppets driving the cars.
Yeah.
I'm totally fascinated by that. Totally.
I can't wait till they see Gonzo. I love Gonzo's with the chicken. Ridiculous car. Yeah, it's fantastic.
What's
Camilla?
Camilla, thank you. I was gonna say Claudette.
I love Camilla.
Brock.
No,
Brock.
Camilla and I have something in common. We love weirdos. It's true.
I wonder were they
you
using
heard it here first.
Were they using the remote control vehicles on movies at this point? I don't know how long back.
Jim,
I'm thinking probably not.
Okay, so now
biting my tongue because Moving Right Along is on.
That's right.
She's got an answer though.
I mean, here they're definitely towing it here,
and they're pushing it.
And here they're pushing it exactly.
Now, as a locations guy, I'm always constantly trying to look for where they are, and you can tell they never get too far away from California because in any shot in this movie, you can always see the sage, you know, like the little scrub brush and
the brown grass.
Yeah, up on a hill.
Yeah. Well, there's some hills actually. That must be. That's further south, probably. Yeah. Like San Diego way?
It could be up north.
Yeah.
But like here, look, you can see like the scrub brush hills and that sort of thing.
And of course,
well, there's like Vasquez Rock in the background.
Exactly. Sort of.
Vasquez Rock is late. Actually, they do shoot at Vasquez Rock. There's the
literal
fork in the road.
They do shoot at Vasquez Rock later, so it's likely they shot at the same time. So that's out in 14? Rural.
That looks like.
now is this California?
Big U-turn.
This.
Sure.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I can see it.
Anywhere in the San Joaquin Valley.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So puppets like Fozzie. They puppets like Fozzie that have real hands. Those are actually two people have to operate a puppet like Fozzie. You have the main puppeteer that with their right hand they do the mouth and their left hand they do his left hand, and then they have a special puppeteer that's called a right hander who will come in and do the right hand of Fozzie. Ralph is like that as well. Although when Ralph is playing the piano, he actually has a pianist comes in and does both hands, and then the puppeteer
then reaches over
does the head.
Does the head? Yeah.
Oh, Big Bird.
I love this
cameo
part.
This number.
Was awesome.
And I'm pretty sure that Michael Earl does Big Bird in this too, or like assists in Big Bird.
Well, actually, at the end they did credit someone else, a woman, for Big Bird.
We'll have to look at the end.
Maybe it was just for the voice.
Yeah, maybe the voice. Yeah, but he might have done the actual puppeteering.
But I think this was a great gag, a great inside gag. I really liked
it. And have you seen the excellent Big Bird Sesame Street film called Follow That Bird?
No.
It is a great, it's a Sesame Street film, and it's Big Bird Runs Away.
Scene?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like this.
They reference it?
Yeah, because that's what Big Bird Runs Away.
Uh-huh.
And he goes on a cross-country trip. It's fantastic.
I'm a little confused, though. If this is a Muppets origin movie, he's going to do the Muppet show. Where are they going?
They're going to L.A.
They're going to
California.
He's going to break into PBS. He's going to break into the same show.
I'm confused.
No, because... Oh, Kermit?
Yeah, Kermit.
Kermit's got a clone.
Oh, there it is.
Yes. I like the crack in the windshield, by the way. Yes, he's got a clone.
You'll find that crack in the windshield is not consistent.
Huh. Ooh.
Yeah, that crack in the windshield comes and goes a couple of times.
Interesting.
They're into that song, man.
And no crack in the windshield there.
I'm into this song.
Or is there? Maybe there is.
In my mind, I'm singing it right now.
Doc Hopper billboards.
You know, as a kid that grew up on Sesame Street, like the worlds, I couldn't even differentiate between them. It's all
no crack in the
windshield. Muppets, Sesame
Halls.
Yeah,
they're all one world. They're all Muppets.
I never questioned the fact that Kermit was in one world or the other.
Although
it made no sense.
They're kind of now
French
separate worlds.
It's disgusting.
Because Disney owns the Muppets and Sesame Street is owned separately.
Now is Kermit on both? Is Kermit still on Sesame Street?
No, Kermit's not on Sesame Street.
Kermit hasn't been on Sesame Street?
I mean, I don't think in a while. I can't
really?
Think of Kermit being on Sesame Street.
I think they have. Of the people,
I mean,
that
he's
are
only
Sesame
ever
Street.
Really cameoed on Sesame Street.
Okay,
he's not a regular.
When I was young, when Sesame Street started,
Kermit was on.
Kermit was totally on.
Not when I was a kid.
When we were kids,
determined you were a kid about 5 minutes ago.
he wasn't a regular, but he did appear.
No, he was on it all the time.
There she is.
Well, what I mean, he wasn't an everyday.
He was an every.
But not when I was growing up.
When we were growing up, when Sesame Street started, like in 1969. And during that whole time, up until, like, I guess through the late 70s, maybe until the Muppet Show, that's maybe it trailed up. But in those first five, six, when you say Sesame Street to me, I think Kermit, and I think Big Bird,
Monster.
I think Cookie Monster, I think Bert and Ernie.
Yeah, me too.
But Kermit was definitely the main character
on
Sesame Street at the beginning.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I would have been late 70s Sesame Street.
See, when I was watching Sesame Street Big Bird was the main character.
Oh, so Kermit. So they took. So Kermit left. Now Kermit was like, because that's where Being Green. But it's not easy being
Green.
Being
Green.
That's where it was from.
That's right.
And that was always Kermit. Was always
you know, it really jumped the shark once everybody could see Snuffleupagus. I thought.
What?
That was a joke. That was a joke, guys. I'm kidding.
Snuffleupagus was always my favorite.
He was wonderful. Yeah.
He's still wonderful. He still still looks just the same.
No.
Well, you know, they they don't age.
One of my favorite parts of the whole film is coming up.
Which is the
Dr. Teeth.
The Hare Krishna sign.
Well, because, yeah, everything's great. They meet Dr. Teeth. They meet the band. They get the car repainted. This is like an epic moment. This is like, I mean, they're not even really on the
journey. I like how the sign says, lost?
No, you get to see it in a second. I like Fozzie right here.
No crack in the windshield.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wide awake and... Three.
Because he's Fozzie.
Three. He falls asleep on three.
I like how the rearview mirror is not... See, lost if you tried Reverend Hare Krishna.
Oh, there it is.
Hare Krishna.
Is that is that corduroy, that upholstery?
It was the 70s. It had to be corduroy.
God, yes.
I will never wear corduroy ever again in my entire life.
Really?
Oh, I love hated corduroy. I had to wear so much corduroy in the 70s. So I never want to see it ever again. I hated it.
I still like it.
Despised it.
Janice, get ugly. It, girl.
Dr. Teeth.
Dr. Teeth is also one of the puppet using a right-hander at moments, like when he's playing the piano.
Well, those look like rod arms.
Yeah, sometimes they are. It depends on like what angle you're at with him. Because sometimes you see him like actually playing the piano.
Oh.
And then there's real hands.
Yes, the electric mayhem.
See?
Yeah, you're those right. Those are real hands.
Oh, wow, yeah.
The song we were talking about earlier, does Dr. T sing Manamana?
No.
No.
It's a random just like a puppet. That, it's like the Manamana.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, I remember
does,
right. Yeah,
he
yeah,
doesn't
yeah,
actually
yeah.
say words. Does he?
No.
That puppet just says Manamana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And then the accompanying lyrics.
No, there are no accompanying lyrics.
There's just music.
It's a Manamana. And the doo-doos are actually by someone else.
But it's still part of the same song.
Right, but he doesn't sing that. He only does the Manamana part.
Yep. Animal. Animal was always my favorite as a kid.
Yeah, I love Animal.
I think I was a little like Animal as a kid.
Oh, great.
There he is.
See, I was more like Scooter.
I like Scooter.
You still are, kind of.
If I had the red hair on the top of my head, yes.
You do, in my mind.
Oh, thanks.
I always like Scooter on the Muppet Show, too. Like, he's always trying to like get stuff done.
He's
but, like,
very earnest.
Like, yeah, but not, I don't know if anything's ever really happening, but he's always trying. I'm just laid back and mellow. For sure. Tell him, Janice. You know you want to say it. I love her so much.
I got to say, the band made me nervous when I was a kid. I would watch them. I'm like, ooh, they seem shady. They might do bad things.
They were.
Are you kidding me?
I always wanted to like hole up with them, like join the band. Play the tambourine.
Dude, they were the hippies.
They were. Right. And I was, hippies. You know, I was old enough to know what hippies were.
Exactly. I remember hippies as like
something.
It's like
they are.
Now
they
that was an interesting shot.
Staying away from the hippies. Now this, yes. Oh, where they handed it off.
Here's your meta moment.
Puppet arm, but it had an actual human hand. So there was somebody in a sleeve there to take that. To take that Muppet. Script.
And here's the meta part, of course. He reads the script to find out where they are.
Yep.
And
I'll cut up.
Which is interesting because, in a way, if you're a child, what it does is it recaps the movie for you. You're half an hour in. So it recaps really quickly in 15 seconds what's just happened. And it's funny.
A fantastic convention for the short of attention.
Absolutely.
Which would be me.
What?
That's us.
Yeah. Like
he's just, huh?
He's like, huh, what? I've been sleeping. And, of course, Kermit and Fozzie are... fast asleep.
Away from this hopper, dude.
Proboscilate.
But look at, I mean, okay, so basically the set was cut out, so they basically had a hole cut out there, and they had the floor back there.
And it almost just, well, it might not it, also
there might
be
not
like,
be floor there.
Right, there might, and it almost
well,
there's
floor,
might be
floor back, yeah.
Perspective as well, you know?
Right.
Like making it look like they're in the same kind of a set and whatnot. Yeah. Yes. Can you picture this? I can. Yeah.
I love this bit.
Yep.
You're right. These guys are scaring me.
Yeah, aren't they a little bit?
I'm having flashbacks.
Oh my! I was never scared of this. I wanted to be with these people. Like, I wanted to stay in the church with
Heidi. If you had been around with these people, you would have thought differently.
Like I said, I thought I was animal at times.
I might have been these people.
Okay.
She may be later.
Love it.
I just figured out who Dr. Teeth is. He's a combination of Dr. John and I can't remember. What's the big fight promoter's name?
Don King.
Don King. He's a bit of Don King and Dr. John combined.
I love it. The church is just rocking out, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because killer.
I wonder if that was a miniature.
What, the church?
Yeah, because...
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
It was done really well, yeah. Well, I mean, all this is scaled down when you think about it. All of this is scaled down.
Well,
now this,
that looks like a...
Well, actually, the car would have been scaled down, too. I mean, if you imagine the puppets aren't life. I mean, how big are the puppets?
Well, they're probably bigger than you think.
They're bigger than you think.
Because, okay. I mean, they used to do live shows as well.
I mean, the puppet...
Okay,
puppets, but...
I don't know. They're probably like... The puppets are probably about
his hands in it.
So if they were standing, they'd be like 3.5-4 feet tall?
Stand
full length.
Yeah, standing.
They'd probably be as long as a
probably
person's
3 feet.
Arm, you know, at least.
Oh, at least.
Well, their torso, not their legs, is what I'm saying.
Well, right, yeah, because their torso probably comes down past, you know, one's elbow.
Right, so then if you had that, right. Then you added what their legs would be, then they'd come out to about 4 feet tall if you extend them out. Okay, I just get an idea of...
But a lot of times you'll notice in these films that the size of them is a little... off, because sometimes they'll show them like next to people standing up,
right.
Or they'll try, or right. They'll show them from like forced perspective from a really far away, like someone in a costume, and they're like way bigger than they actually are when they're puppets.
It does make you wonder how many puppets, of each character they were using.
Oh, I'm sure they had like different ones for every costume, and then different ones for when they had legs.
There it is.
Like that.
Oh, yeah.
Dream car. That's my dream car. That and a DeLorean. I will have both before I die.
DeLorean. You don't want a DeLorean.
I do.
Really don't.
I do.
But
I
with,
do.
A, with a Chevy engine.
And then when you push the horn, it's going to play Back in Time. That's my dream. You'll see it one day. Because of growing up on films like the Muppet Movie, I know my dreams can come true. So I will have that car.
Actually, my boss where I'm working now has that car.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's got a DeLorean parked in the parking lot.
Does he have the awesome
horn? Tricked out?
Does it have a flux capacitor in it?
They have photos of it.
Tricked out.
But no, it's just a regular DeLorean. I'm not even sure if it runs. Okay, that is here in the valley.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
That's,
oh,
yeah. I forget what that area is called, but I've been there.
Okay.
Studebaker.
Yeah, I know this little area, but I can't think of it.
I love when they pull in front of the billboard and you can't see them.
Oh! They're so easily fooled.
They are.
Have you guys
Evil
heard?
People are like that.
The Bohemian Rhapsody Muppets
with
Animal.
Have you seen it? God. It's on YouTube. You can watch it.
I don't know if I've seen it.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Yes.
Blast off. Dun, dun. Super light.
Now, if you get this car, you realize you have to paint part of your house this color.
Right, so I can drive up in front of it.
That was Gonzo, a plumber in the show.
The great Gonzo.
I don't think he was. So I thought it was.
Plumbers.
I think that was an interesting twist. Another
he always does something different. Like every movie, he does a lot of stunts. Like he in
oh,
one
really?
Of them, he's like that's what he's supposed to be. He's like a stunt man.
He
floats off
show,
the balloons here.
The Muppet Show began with a new Gonzo stunt every time, didn't it? Yeah.
Is that what it was? It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. He did do a new.
They blow him up or do something.
You ready for this?
That was his gag. You're right.
You ready?
I love
the
this.
Car's gonna flip,
and then
let's do it.
And it's like, wait,
where
what happened?
They? Where are they?
I like Fozzie's reflection.
Yes.
No, wow. Do we know what Gonzo is?
He's a weirdo.
No.
What kind of bird he is?
Is he a bird?
Gonzo's not a bird. He's a weirdo. He's an alien from space.
Okay,
that answers that.
It's not a beak.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, now I know.
His classification is a weirdo.
That's his phylum. Yep.
We have a Gonzo origin story somewhere there. Is there
have you seen Muppets in Space?
Uh-oh.
I have not seen that.
We'll be looking at that one.
But they
next.
Do. I mean, they always up to that point. They always refer to him as a weirdo. That's like his That's his
genus.
Yeah, his genus.
His genus is a weirdo.
And like
with
I said,
with a chicken fetish.
What Camilla and I have in common is we love weirdos. Ba-dum-tsh.
And there's the payoff. I see a lot of California license plates, so we're still in California.
Lots of old cars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
This, what's funny
San
is
San Fernando
is
Road.
This is, yeah, this is probably
what
really
road?
Close to
San
here.
Fernando Road.
Oh, that's San Fernando. Oh, there's Milton Berle. Okay, so okay. Now we're at, okay, he's dead.
So is that five dead?
That's 5 out of 7.
5 out of 7.
5 out of 7. He's not going to sell you a plunger.
Milton Berle. Oh, so yeah, 5. We're up to 5.
I like the running commentary.
I need something to write on so I can keep tally marks.
It's okay.
Or one of those clickers that you just push the button.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll remember.
Oh, that's going to get pretty high by the end of this thing.
Is that a Vega?
Oh, my God. That's an old VW Bug.
Uh-huh.
He's asking $200?
No, I think it's $2,000.
$2,000.
For VW Bug.
You can actually, right down from where I just did that play, they're selling those Bugs for $1,500.
Really?
Those Bugs held but, their value. Apparently.
But did they have the removable fenders?
Well, but the thing is, they still make them in South America.
No, do they really?
Oh yeah, that's the whole thing. When they came out with the new Bugs, you couldn't get those old Bugs here.
Sweet-ums.
But you can the old Bugs. You still get them in South America. They still make them there, or
you're
they used to make
me.
Them. There. Oh no, absolutely. Wow. That's how they managed to stick around. Are you kidding? We had one back in the 60s. That thing rusted out. Well, of course we lived in Montreal, but with the salt. In the winter.
Yeah, the salt on the roads.
That'll kill any car.
I love Sweetums. And I love like the characters like him that are, he's probably the number one most standout. But I do like when they have the characters in the Muppets that are really just people in suits.
Can I just remark that a person just lifted a car and pushed it back in a costume?
Yeah, but it was probably empty, like without the engine.
More than empty. It was probably counterweighted. But nonetheless,
I would thought it was impressive.
Lifted up a car.
A car. And I'm just kind of pointing.
Yes, no. But this was also the era of...
I like the car that smashed up as $1,000. It's the era of...
Of Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk, so...
Oh, that's right.
Look at that vinyl top.
Madman Mooney. Now, what kind of car is this? Do we know?
Oh, Sweetums misses his ride here, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
he
wants to come with them, but they didn't understand what he was saying.
This is an old car.
That is a beautiful car.
What, but it's...
It's a Woody.
Is it an old Oldsmobile or something?
It's a wood paneled something.
I love that he has a carpet bag. And if you'll notice that, like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, poor Sweetums.
What's funny in the. In
you
all
can't even
that,
tell what he is.
His mouth was not matching his dialogue.
Okay. Now, this is like. I think this is likely
the biggest
set revealed, essentially.
This is my favorite.
I'm looking at the fashions. I'm like, oh my God, we dressed like that? Holy crap.
More dead cameos coming up.
Oh, yes. Well, Elliot Gould is not dead.
Elliot Gould is not dead.
Although.
Although what? Elliot Gould's really. Oh, never mind. See?
Okay, so we're at 5 out of 8.
He's a really good actor.
Who's 5 out of 8.
Oh, just some random girl?
Just a random girl.
5 out of 8.
Extra.
5 out of 8.
Lucky girl who got to be in the Muppet movie.
And got to flirt with Elliot Gould.
I wasn't born yet, so I guess I can't really be jealous.
Man.
Wait.
Look at those clothes.
When were you born? It
makes me freak out.
Oh, yeah, 5 minutes ago.
Not in 1979. Yeah, 5 minutes ago.
That's right.
Oh, I love this.
More than that, it's the hairstyles. The hairstyles are freaking me out.
This is my favorite Piggy, too. I think this is like... Piggy, I think, is the one that most noticeably, out of all the Muppets, changes over time.
Oh, really?
Because she gets like different hairdos and clothes and like just different looks, but...
What about personality?
Oh, never. Her personality never changes.
She has no character arc.
She's a diva.
She's the villain.
I love her. She's not a villain.
No. Foil.
The villain has no... The antagonist never has a character.
Edgar Bergen.
Edgar Bergen.
He's got to be dead.
The antagonist never has a character arc.
So we're six
and nine.
He died shortly after they filmed which is why they dedicated the film to him.
Exactly. They dedicated it. Yes.
Lover,
you know.
I just wanted to point it out.
Yay!
Oh gosh. Anyway,
sorry.
She's so
pretty.
My point is she has no character arc. So, but that's what the antagonist is. The antagonist never has a character arc. Just saying.
You know,
I mean, she does sometimes have arcs in movies where she like realizes her vanity is beyond her. Have you seen Great Muppet Caper?
No.
I mean, it's basically Mrs. Piggy's movie. Okay,
all right.
Is that what they're putting on her?
I am now going to confess, this is the only Muppet movie I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to confess, you've been judged.
You shall pay.
Thanks so much.
Not even Muppets Take Manhattan. I mean,
you know what? I never got around. There was just never any desire to.
Oh, this is by far the best of them. But,
I mean,
but they're all fantastic. All of them.
By the time all these came out, I was in my 20s. I'm like, Muppets. Okay, I'm moving on. I don't know.
I guess, except that like I'm more excited for this new Muppet movie that they're filming right now than I have been for a movie in I can't even tell you how long.
Okay. Wrong sounding Muppets.
Filming one now.
It's a brand new Muppet movie. Jason Segel is directing it.
Oh, that he wrote.
And he's directing it, and he wrote it, and he's starring in it.
And don't contradict her.
Okay, fine.
Don't.
It's true.
All right.
I love it. Love it first sight. Piggy and Kermy.
Nice.
Oh, I love it.
You can see, yeah.
This is what I really, I think, grew up thinking what real love was. True love is Piggy and Kermit. When you feel like you're like this with someone. See?
You see, this is where the film started losing me.
Oh, no.
No, I mean, and I'm just being honest. I mean, I'm watching, I'm like, okay, music's
the
kind
love
of...
love story?
No, I didn't like the song. I mean, I got the joke. I got the joke of the love story. Totally got it. And I enjoyed the humor. But the music,
you see
I'm
the
like...
rod?
Yeah.
His arm.
That's pretty cool. Doing a... He can't swim. He's a frog who can't swim.
And she doesn't care.
I know. She's like,
She's not going to jump in there and save him, ruin her dress.
I mean, I totally dig the humor, but it was the music... Because, you know, if you've got the musical element, I mean, the first two songs are really good, aww, but now I'm like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this song's not a good song.
Well, you see, that's the point. And it just kind of takes a little of the air out of the sail.
But the visuals are good.
Wow.
What can I say? I was in high school. I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah, I
was more. I was more interested in seeing Animal House, okay?
Speaking of Landis...
Oh, it's Landis, exactly. What did Landis do on this?
Puppeteered.
No. Oh.
I didn't realize he was a puppeteer. And Tim Burton was a puppeteer on this too, right?
Yeah. I mean, you got some of those crowd scenes. They obviously need lots of bodies running those.
I didn't realize this. Yeah. I mean, I knew Tim Burton was an animator for Disney.
I do too. And there's another beautiful old car with VW taillights, looks like.
Oh. I don't know.
But they weren't, this wasn't Disney back then.
No.
This was ITC Entertainment.
By Disney.
I don't even remember who put this out.
ITC.
I think Paramount put this out.
Who released it?
Yeah, I think Paramount released it.
Aww.
I don't know.
Sure, I think it was Disney.
I don't even remember. I don't think it was. Disney was not good back in those days. Disney was just didn't put out good movies back in the late 70s.
Oh, I like the animated movies they did around this time that nobody likes.
Well, I mean, they were smaller films, but they were definitely in a lull.
They did.
You know,
also did like Witch Mountain and that sort of
thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, they were coming out of all that stuff. I mean, those were good kid movies. Escape to Witch Mountain was fun, but definitely, you know, like Tron was definitely a step in a different direction for them.
I beg your pardon.
It was shortly after this at Tron. Touchstone started up, right?
Yeah, I think it was early 80s, yeah.
And right here we have like two of the best puppeteers ever.
Yep.
The best two puppeteers ever together in a scene. I mean, they were before already with Fozzie, but I like them like this best.
I like how she's just like, oh my God. And then later, once she starts making her way, she's like, okay, forget it, buddy.
Oh, here we are, later. Seven of ten.
Seven of ten. Bob Hope. I like that he's got the flavors.
Yeah. Oh, delicious. I always wanted the honey one, though.
Good old
people don't make that.
I'm trying to remember when other Bob Hope cameos.
Spies Like Us.
Was he in Spies Like Us?
Yeah, he plays Gollum. I mean, the whole movie was a Bob Hope movie parody.
There's another
buddy,
one.
Yeah, buddy film, definitely.
Here we go.
He went another 8 out of 11.
Oh, here we go, yeah.
Yep.
Wait, is that right?
Yeah, 8 out of 11.
8 out of 11.
Yep.
Oh, Richard Pryor, man, I miss him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
He's an actor I've been watching since I was a kid. Just always loved him.
What a wild idea.
Toy was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
As you've mentioned it before. That's another one I got to watch. Okay, The Toy. Meet the
Feelings. I don't know if it still holds up. Great. I'd have to see it.
Serge is taking a list down of all the things he's got to do.
The movies I've got to watch.
Most of us do all dishes. I'm going to write down dishes.
You know, Stir Crazy definitely still holds up. I'd have to see The Toy again to see if it
does. Yeah, I remember Stir Crazy. I wasn't too crazy about Stir Crazy. Oh, and I got it, but...
great.
Well, before Stir Crazy was Silver Streak. That was when they first paired up.
Yeah, but they don't meet up till late in the movie, so you don't get that dynamic.
I love
when
they ask her for ice cream, and she's like, I'm coming with you.
That's right.
Okay, so it was originally distributed by Associated Film Distribution.
Well, that's about as generic as it can get.
And it's been Walt Disney since 2005.
Yeah, yeah. So I think Paramount put it out, but whatever. I love his ice cream cone.
So this movie cost $15 million to make.
There we go.
There's
we go.
Gonzo.
One of my favorite gags in this whole film.
I'm like...
The balloon gag. Wait,
balloon gag. It's fantastic.
Here comes a classic Muppet kind of joke.
Yeah.
That's almost Monty Python-esque. I like how did you see that old woman back there? She's like, can't move. I'm standing here where they told me to stand.
I don't want to get yelled at.
That's right. I want to know what that
balloon's changed color.
I want to know what that car is. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. What a grip this guy's got.
I know.
Yeah. He's strong. What? He's an adventurer.
I want to know what that car is.
Bare left, right frog.
Notice his mouth is not moving at all in these like faraway shots because they just have like the little guy hanging on something.
And there's the, I guess that's a caddy. And he's got a shotgun. Great. Hey, Mike, we have to call visual effects. We got to replace that shotgun with a walkie.
Oh, God. let's not even talk about that, please. Spielberg.
The wind shifted.
Gosh, all of the billboards in this film are fantastic. Every single one.
And like, who couldn't see this joke coming from like a mile away?
Yeah.
Da 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 da. Oh shoot. Was that a singing?
I dubbed the public domain.
I
think that's gotta be public domain.
That was a sting from the 19th century.
Whoa.
Oh
no.
I like how the little Rube Goldberg chain reaction.
But I love how it all works out for them. Do you know what I mean? It's because they're
Muppets.
Right. They're pure of heart. They're all about goodness, and everything just worked out for them.
It worked out. He shot the balloon and
and got pied.
Muppet
and
karma.
And Austin Pendleton did wipe that pie off the
windshield
and did eat it. Okay. Okay, ladies, you could be more convincing, but okay, whatever.
No, sweet. You will.
It's a nice shot.
It's a nice shot.
That's
I love how she just loves him right away. Like, she's totally in, and he has no idea. He's just
for now, but she totally just drops him later.
When?
Later. Remember when she's like, when her agent calls up and says he has a commercial for her? She's like, okay, see you, bye.
Yeah, but I mean, she doesn't really mean it. She doesn't really drop him.
Totally means it.
She doesn't.
She totally does. She's evil incarnate.
I don't know why. Piggy's my favorite. She's my absolute favorite Muppet. This like me. I feel like personally like threatened if you don't like Piggy because I am Piggy.
She's mean to Kermit. Kermit's my favorite Muppet.
No, don't be Piggy.
She's not mean.
She's too much of a diva.
Well, she's not mean right now. She becomes mean later.
No, she's not mean.
Animal.
Oh no, now she's not. Now she's very sweet.
She's just got an attitude. She's pizzazzy.
Now,
she's spicy.
Now, I got to say, Steve Martin here
is
riot because he's doing his asshole personality.
And he's so good at that.
His asshole persona, sorry.
See, here's Piggy at her best. She just floats in.
I love how her puppet...
And this is great puppetry. You know what I mean? Like, being able to capture this personality and being able to have this movement. I mean, this is just a person's arm.
Right.
Moving around, you know? But it gives her own life and her own movement that's completely different from any of the other characters.
What I like about her puppet is her eyes are always half... half open. Mm-hmm. Except for one shot where they pay it off later on, which is great.
But she almost... Yeah, I mean... but almost always her eyes. She has that like sultry eye look.
Exactly, the half-lidded look.
That kind of like Marilyn Monroe.
I like his.
Yep. So we're what
in
are
his
we,
later hosen.
Eight of 12. Is that where we're at?
Yes, 8 of 12. He's in really embarrassingly short shorts.
Yep, the later hosen.
I like his
sparkling muscatel.
It's not the muscatel. I like how Kermit's in his smoking jacket.
Yeah.
Was this the same year as The Jerk?
Oh.
Jerk should have been right about
this. Jerk was right around this time.
Steve Martin is like killing that. I'm worried about that flame on that candle. He's like, look at it. It keeps something shaking. Would you like to smell the cap?
He's credited as the insolent waiter.
Now, that was an interestingly framed shot. I mean, it seemed like it had way too much headroom on the top of it.
Where?
When he's...
Way too much headroom?
Yeah, when he's dipped down saying, would you like to smell the cap? I think he just didn't want to move the camera.
Probably.
Because
right?
He's
probably,
way low in the frame.
Yeah.
But I got to say, this film is really beautiful. I mean, the colors, the art direction.
Yeah.
I can see that... What was this guy's name? Less, I can't even pronounce it. What's his name?
It's excellent. Oh, man.
The Jerk was the same year, 79.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Let's go Brugge.
All I know is this lamp and this remote control.
Oh, wow.
And I think the art direction in this film is really amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Just the color palette and it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't actually, according to IMDb, didn't do that much. I mean, from Muppet Movie to... Bowfinger to
Big Trouble, First Contact. I don't know,
but
maybe he's not credited too much.
This was fantastic.
I love this too because the liquid actually.
Yeah, it actually disappears.
Yeah.
That's a nice gag.
It's
very nice
really
gag.
Well done.
I like how Kermit's just like looking at her, like
she just keeps drinking.
She slurps down.
I think he's starting to get it now. Like you know, she got it before, but now he's getting it. It's Piggy.
This is why her eyes are droopy, by the way, because she drinks.
She's a lush.
Maybe another
reason
she
is a bit of an alcoholic.
I don't know.
This is why she thought about having that beer. A beer.
Might make me feel more awake.
Yeah. I might be more chatty on the podcast if I have a couple drinks, Serge.
Aww.
This is a dry county.
Serge County. It's dry.
It's dry around
Sundays.
Here. That's right. Never on a Sunday. Oh, almost. Ugh. Why do they always get interrupted?
Clearly, she's Miss Piggy.
See, this is the moment.
He's like, okay,
this is the
Steve
moment,
just
Heidi.
Be an arrogant butthead.
See?
She's not being mean.
She placed a phone call to her. She placed a phone call to her.
Fish.
Just so they would know where she was going.
Right. And then what happens?
She gets kidnapped.
No.
She gets kidnapped.
Oh, she gets kidnapped here. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which is just as bad.
All right, I'm thinking different part.
That's
different part.
Very selfish of
you're
her.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, I stand. Okay.
She's such a, she got, what a villain.
She is.
Getting herself kidnapped. Oh, yes. Okay. This song, other than like the end, is my favorite song of the whole movie.
Okay, now what's his character's name?
Ralph.
Ralph, okay.
Ralph.
I love the treatment on the top of
the
piano.
The timbre.
As a musician, as a character, he's such a different character than the drug-addled Dr. Teeth.
See, I like I like Ralph.
I love him so
I don't like the hippie the band.
Oh, I love Dr. Teeth.
I loved it.
You got Animal in Dr. Teeth, man.
Well,
come on.
Janice.
And Janice, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, come on, you can't tell me Janice isn't on something.
Jesus.
No, we know they're on something.
They're on something, and that's why, as a kid, I was afraid of the band.
Yeah, I was never afraid of people on drugs.
No, I was never afraid of them as I got older. In fact, I wanted to be one of them.
But when you're younger, when you've seen a hippie kick your brother in the head on the beach, trust me, things get a little different.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had hippie exposure, but it was different because it was like members of my family.
See, I was a military brat, and
and
strict Catholic.
Wow,
so the hippies were not welcome in my
world.
No,
they're totally not welcome.
Oh, I want to sing this so bad. This is like torture.
There you go, and that's why he invited you.
That's right, because I wanted to torture you, Heidi.
I grew up in a part of the country where they don't allow hippies, so I never really had a frame of reference for hippies.
What? Louisiana?
Oh, yeah.
Are there any hippies back there?
No. Hippies.
Well, no, but I mean, hippies were basically gone by, like, you know, by the late 70s. Everything had changed by then. I'm talking about, like, hippies.
No. I moved to San Diego in, like,
oh, they, oh, that's where they
the
all
late
went.
90s.
Okay.
And they were still there.
Yeah, and this is great pop.
They all got chased
right
out
here,
from up north.
Because this is what I was talking about before, about, like, how one person is doing the puppeteering for Ralph's mouth.
Right.
And then they actually have someone
who
plays the
hands.
Piano. Well,
we're not seeing his
hands.
There
was a part before when we were on the other side of the piano.
That's true, but what I'm saying is,
yeah.
You know,
these may not be quite the same.
All these tablecloths make me want to
have
pizza.
You have a right-hander here.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, you might.
Because you're not seeing them.
That's true. All these tables.
But I still think that this is still probably, they probably have the same person doing both hands, just so that they look more uniform.
Well,
instead of having two people coordinated.
Maybe. I mean, reaching up behind somebody when you're puppeteering to do the mouth as he's trying to play the piano.
It's actually pretty common, actually, to have people do.
Oh, he's going.
Come in and do the hands. To have, like, another person come in and do
the
hands.
Right, but I mean, just the position, the physical position of someone doing the two hands actually playing piano and then reaching up behind him and trying to accurately do the mouth is quite a bit of effort.
Tell us about it, Ralph.
I like the old phone. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. I like that phone, too. Doc Hopper.
It's not really a phone. Just that get a log and put a...
That's right. I like the decor. What's with that? All the timber and, mm-hmm. and
yeah,
very...
Timber. It's a theme.
It's a timber theme.
Doesn't she know the stress she's causing him by getting kidnapped? I mean, that's...
Villain.
She is so...
Villain.
That's not what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. You'll see.
I like the green vinyl.
It comes later.
Yeah, that one's away.
True. Oh. Well, it's because he's wearing the hat for the business.
Oh,
for the frog legs, yeah.
Uh-oh. That doesn't... How did he not see those guys?
Everybody's got a walkie. I mean, a shotgun.
They just came out of nowhere.
Okay, this is a weird scene.
There are a lot of guns. I'm surprised we're not seeing more smoking.
With all the guns and then with Mel Brooks, I mean, what the hell? It's just, what?
She's not tied very tightly because we could tell. Are her legs crossed? Is she?
Yes. She's keeping her dignity.
There?
She's
a lady.
She's always
in
a
dress,
But eight of 13, right?
Yep, 8 of 13.
Yeah, Mel Brooks still alive.
Lemmy.
Mind controlling
frogs.
I just think it's really interesting, the whole, you know, the overarching story with this guy is that he is pursuing this frog incessantly so that he becomes his spokesperson, so that
he can
make money from essentially cannibalizing that spokesperson's species.
Right.
That's really pretty sick.
Yeah,
it's sick.
Demented.
Which is part of the charm of this, like, wow, what the hell?
The real world's crazy.
Well, but my point is that you never really saw anything, I guess, that violent.
Oh, my gosh. This machine is actually really scary.
Chair.
I used to be super, super scared of this part. When I was little.
Well, but you were little, you'd fit in that chair.
Yeah.
But this gets back to what I'm saying. In other words...
What's going on there?
But it gets back to about the violence. In other words, the inherent violence, the idea that this guy wants to essentially sell frog legs, and then, of course, now they're kidnapped, and there's guns.
Yeah.
And they're going to wipe...
Struggle.
They're going to wipe out his brain, you know, essentially.
See, that's really good puppeteering, too. Again, like, having, like, the puppet, like... To see the exertion, you know, to see him breathing heavy because he had to put a lot of effort into it.
And at the same time, really funny.
You hear how he spelled frog? F-O-R-G.
There's a touch of the Marathon Man bit from... with Mel Brooks, the doctor from the...
Well, because that was Marathon Man was 77.
Mm-hmm.
No, but what I'm saying is this part... I think is one of the more scary parts.
Yeah.
It's like one of the more serious parts, and which I find is an odd departure, at least from my experience with the Muppets. For me, Muppets is all charm and innocence and like kind of danger, but this is like some serious shit. You know, I mean, he's not only are they threatening them with guns, but also with like wiping their minds out.
Yeah. And not, definitely nothing this scary happens in any of the other Muppet movies.
What do you think the conversation is like when they go up to a Mel Brooks or, you know, and they say, we'd like you to look at this script.
You know, I think Jim Henson calls up Mel Brooks and says, like,
hey, you want to have a part? Hey, oh, sure.
And Mel Brooks is like, a Muppet movie. Yes, I do, because it's awesome. And I'm awesome, too.
See, look, I mean, he's threatening Kermit with a knife. I mean,
he's obviously got some sort of, you know, disfigurement.
Now, there is a payoff for all this, obviously. I mean, it's cranking
up.
That's
nice.
It's cranking. That is nice.
Really
nice.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I'm pretty sure that's animatronics.
Look at that. That's amazing. It's just, you know, and now, of course, he's in. What was that look? He's like, me? Stop whimpering? I'm not going to stop whimpering.
What does it say, Professor K?
Prof K, MD, what is that? I know there's a joke to it, and I can't figure it out. What was he doing, reading a cue card?
I think he was just being dramatic.
I like the little dome falls down, and it's like not even steady.
Yeah. Well, it's wiggling. On a slinky.
Oh, that's what it is? It's like the Cone of Silence in Get Smart, which Mel Brooks was one of the producers of.
That's right.
Say goodbye to the...
You know what?
Uncomfortable. This is almost as uncomfortable. I mean, if you've ever seen Muppets Take Manhattan, there's a part like after he gets hit by the car and he goes into the amnesia thing and he's in the hospital.
Nope.
And they're like giving him like the physical. That's also very uncomfortable.
But right. The only reason it's uncomfortable is because it's Kermit. If it were Gonzo, you wouldn't flinch.
Well, right, because Gonzo would be like, this is awesome. And be like,
whoa. Oh, those eyes.
Ow, my ears.
She lost her sleepy eyes.
See, that was a payoff for the eyes. The eyes went completely wide and she's just like, I am going to see there. It's right there.
And I love this of Miss Piggy because this is a part of her character. That
absolutely.
Always, like,
she goes nuts.
She's super tough.
She will kick your ass.
Yeah, she will kick your ass.
Absolutely.
And then go right back to being sort of a
and
diva.
Now, I'm pretty
now,
sure
how did
we
they
saw
do that?
Puppeteer's arm there.
Was it?
Yeah, we saw the puppeteer giving it
but
a toss, I think.
But this is
dropping it.
But I understand before they're cranking up the tension so that there was the payoff here. And she just – and it does pay off. All of it does pay off, but it still made me feel a little uncomfortable before. In terms of the violence.
yeah.
And then that's it. We're done. We're out.
I like a little violence.
Yeah, there's always violence and anarchy in the Muppets.
Well, but I understand that, but it's like my whole argument about The Incredibles, but that's a whole other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. The Incredibles.
Really? You don't like...
I love that movie.
I like it, but I have problems with some of the violence.
Oh, really?
For kids.
Oh, see, I have no problem with violence for kids. Like, I'm totally on the complete other side of that that argument,
I always am. Look at all the Bugs Bunny.
I'm usually okay, but there's certain parts of The Incredibles. I'm not going to get into it now, but there's certain parts of The Incredibles that do bother me when it comes to kids. There's just a few things. I'm like, where it just goes over the line, and I'm like, whoa.
I adore that movie, though.
I mean, I don't know. When I was a kid, I was watching, like, you know how I was. I was watching crazy action movies with my dad and stuff like that. Yeah. I was watching, Apocalypse Now.
We were watching Bugs Bunny, I mean, which was incredibly violent. And
Coyote and
Roadrunner. Yeah, Roadrunner. Talk about violence.
This came up a lot when Where the Wild Things Are came out. And Max Sindek had a comment that was pretty funny about it. He said some effect of just shut up and deal with it.
Look at the colors.
This was amazing. I love that. Basically, they wrote themselves not into a corner, but up to a certain point, and then they had to get somewhere else. So basically, boom.
Jump back.
They had the film melt, and now we go to the film. They're watching the film, and we're at about actually an hour. We get to recap a tiny bit, and then we get back to the movie.
Remember that they're all sitting there watching it, and what's going on.
So I mean, I think it's brilliant. It's very meta. It's really, really cool. Now, did she just say that she had to go because her agent got her a gig?
Yeah.
That's the part. Piggy leaves Kermit. High and dry.
After she beat up like seven people.
But then she just leaves them.
This actually done in a couple. They did this in, I think, Gremlins 2 and a couple other different movies where they all of a sudden cut to people.
Yeah.
Cut to what? Cut to
people to watch in the
Robin.
Movie.
Look how freaking cute.
And Gremlins 2, it's like Hulk Hogan stands up in the audience and turns around and says.
Oh, my.
Oh, really? I forgot. I've seen Gremlins 2 once.
Okay, now wait. They just did an establishing shot of what appeared to be the cast of the Rockets or something, and now it's
yeah. That, well, they do a lot of that in this movie. Well, where I mean, you see wide shots.
We totally accept the fact that,
and then you
this
see,
is somewhere
well,
else.
Do you hear
and,
the song that they're singing? Yeah. They're like singing the cross, you know, the America song. So they're trying to show like these are all.
And then
cross
is that public America. Domain? We could probably
desert
sing
scrub rush.
I don't know.
No.
Look at that beautiful lens flare.
That is, and it's green nice. Too.
Yeah,
like Kermit. It is. I'm not lying.
Kermit's green.
Kermit's green. That's why the flare is green.
The heart of an American bear.
And the lens flare is gone.
I love this.
Now I love this. They're all
that's
shooting.
That's Vasquez for
hang
sure.
Hang on. Now, they're all shooting. Hang on. They're all shooting at him. None of them are hitting him.
Maybe that's why it's not violent.
Oh, I think that's even more violent. But I just think it's funny. Six guys with shotguns can't hit that.
And what's, yeah, and what's funny is that they're using shotguns.
Well, yeah. It's all because, you know, it's the implication that, like, that people who are evil are, like, dumb.
Well, yes, yeah, exactly. And they can't shoot straight.
You have these dumb goons.
Yeah, but the physics of a shotgun should still be the same.
Exactly.
And then, well, maybe it's just to make the point that these guys are dumb,
you know,
and that
who's this
guy.
They're goons. You
know, I don't know who this guy is.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Yeah, the expert shot.
Who is he?
I don't know who this guy is.
And see, he gets him with. I like how it's the silencer sound.
For the spear gun. The trident gun.
Aww.
What happened?
She's back. Ah. And she's doing the classic, it happened one night. Hitchhiking.
Yeah, now it didn't work out, and now she wants back in. Uh-huh.
Oh,
I don't love Fozzie's. Oh, Fozzie's telling him off. Don't let her back in the car,
buddy. I am
buddy.
Not
don't
letting
let
this one go.
Car.
Well, you just got to be someone as awesome as Kermit to love someone as awesome as Piggy. I guess that's the moral of this story.
Now, wait a second. What happened to this? To the windshield wipers on the car?
They took them off?
Yeah, that was interesting. Where are the windshield wipers?
Yeah.
They were on the car earlier, were they not?
Blocking Ooh. Up the shot, I guess.
And the window is fixed again. Or is this a different car?
This is a different,
different car.
This is the car I said, like, what is this car?
Oh, yeah.
It's, yeah, the Studebaker's gone.
Yeah, this is an older car than a Studebaker, I guess.
Yeah, they had to ditch that car because it got made.
She knows that lingo pretty well.
They're on the lam.
Had to jack a new car.
This is also a more open car. You can put more Muppets in it and see it better.
Which is always better.
Yeah. More Muppets in a car.
More Muppets always, always better.
So you see, now she's trying to ingratiate herself again, and she's like, come on, Kermit.
Sarah,
like,
I'm never going to agree with you.
I'm with Kermit, man.
I'm with Kermit, too.
I'm with Kermit.
Which is why I love Piggy, because Kermit loves Piggy.
Camilla's really the only one who sticks by her man.
I didn't say, Kermit, I didn't say Kermit didn't love Piggy, but she did like walk out on him just so she could go to Hollywood. And then, oh, yeah.
I mean, you haven't even seen the rest of these movies, so I don't even know why you get to judge their relationship.
Wow.
Because I get to.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
I mean, he does some really shady Joshua things Trees. To her.
You're kidding.
Well, in Great Muppet Caper.
What does he do to her?
I mean, he kind of leaves her a little high and dry.
Okay. You see, now that's not right.
Actually, maybe it is. That might be a little payback
and
he earned.
Yes, maybe.
In Muppets Take Manhattan, she basically like saves him
okay.
and saves the show.
And then what does he do
with,
in the next
with
movie?
Physical violence, if I remember
right.
Her eyes right now.
They get married?
Yeah,
there's interspecies marriage?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's not right. I'm not watching any more of these movies.
And they actually make a joke about it, about the interspecies relationship.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they try and have a child?
Oh, what's
no.
that sky?
They won't have a child.
I didn't say that. Camilla, she's looking at Gonzo. She's like, hello?
I love it.
How does that chicken not get eaten?
What?
I'm just saying.
I
no
think,
one would eat Camilla.
I would think that they would eat humans before they'd eat another animal.
Well, okay, maybe you're right.
I like this kind of this scene, though, like, because you always see this in, like, you know, that old westerns, whether it's a movie or it's
Blazing Saddles.
Three Amigos.
Kind of
Three
yeah,
Amigos.
Well, like, they're sitting around the fire, you know? Out on the plains,
but
Starfield sky.
But they're stuck.
Yeah.
Bum-ba-dee-da, bum-ba-dee-da.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's just like that. Aw.
What exactly is that little fray, little sort of star fray around his neck? Cause,
where?
You know, around Kermit's neck.
It's just his identifying mark.
Oh.
Frogs don't really have that.
There's always a song in the scene, too, whenever they...
I do like the song a lot, too. Oh. It's all right, guys. You're going to make it.
I don't like that Gonzo was in the film.
You do or you don't?
I like.
Oh, good, yeah.
So what's you have a Muppet movie without Gonzo?
What's the sequel to this? What was the next
one? Muppet Caper. Well, I mean, the next movie in the series
Sesame
was Muppet
Street
Caper.
Was the sequel.
Great Muppet Caper comes next, which is actually my favorite.
And Great Muppet Caper came how many years later?
Not more than a couple. It was just...
Okay, so it was early 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't this a prequel?
Then Muppet Takes Manhattan was mid-80s.
Yeah, Muppet Takes
Manhattan. What?
Isn't it a prequel to Sesame Street? I mean, isn't that the idea? It's an origin story?
No, this is an origin story for the Muppet Show.
I'm sorry, the Muppet Show, not Sesame Street. It's Sesame Street too.
No.
Well, Big Bird's moment earlier mentions that he was going to break into PBS, but that's
right,
the only real...
That was the joke.
...mention to Sesame Street that you... Mm.
I don't think there's any strict timeline to all this.
You sure?
Yeah, I don't really think there is.
No.
Wait, I'm going to refer to the Bible.
I don't think this is canon. I want to know about Muppet fanfic, okay?
Some of that could get pretty sick, I'm sure.
I can only imagine.
Well, I mean,
speaking of interspecies,
that's essentially what Meet the Feebles is
Muppet
twisted
fanfic.
Muppet fanfic, yeah.
Okay, so now I three films I have to see. I see Meet the Feebles, The Toy, and The Great Muppet Caper.
Yep.
All right. You might as well just see all the Muppet.
Yeah, really.
You might
until
as well.
You do that, she's not going to accept your.
When you've got to
position.
At least see Muppet Caper and Muppet Take Manhattan.
I've got to see Muppet in Space now to see Gonzo's origin story.
In Space. You've got to see Muppet Christmas Carol.
But
Muppet in Space is going to have wrong sounding Muppets, though, right? Because that's post.
It does. But it's Gonzo's movie.
Hang
Gonzo
on.
Finally gets his own movie.
What happened with Muppets in Space?
You have wrong sounding Muppets because it's post Jim Henson.
Right. I mean, that movie was made in like 2000 or something.
Oh.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
But they've gotten back on track?
Well, no, they're still wrong. If it doesn't have Jim Henson,
right,
it's a wrong sound
Henson
Muppet.
Frank Oz. They all sound different.
Well, Muppets in Space still had Frank Oz, did it not?
I think that one did, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he might be on the new one. Plus, I mean, I always, you know, Brian Henson still does a lot of the voices, which is great. And I love Brian Henson. So it's staying in the family.
I suppose that's good.
I like Farscape. Speaking of Henson's.
Speaking of Henson,
speaking of Brian,
they produced Farscape.
Yeah, they did. They did the creatures in Farscape.
Oh, cool! Did you work on Farscape?
No, I wish they shot it in Australia. It was fantastic, though.
That would have been sweet to work on Farscape.
Oh, absolutely.
Aww. Oh, she's turning her head. Is she? No.
She's got a little moment. Got to contemplate.
It's not easy being green.
Doesn't he run into somebody here?
Oh, he goes crazy.
He's just having a moment. He's just having some self-doubt, you know, like we all do.
Just a little psychotic break.
It's hard to be a dreamer,
I'm totally with you, but the problem is then when you start seeing yourself, that's when...
Now it's a
problem.
That's freaky.
See?
Oh, he was just drinking one of Dr. T's water bottles, that's all.
He just picked up a little something growing on the desert.
A little mescaline.
Yeah, a little peyote.
Yeah, there you go.
A little peyote button. The echo's freaking me out.
That's because he's crazy.
Crazy.
He's losing his mind.
He's losing his mind.
He's talking to himself in the desert.
Although
it's just a device to show him having a moment with himself.
If that's the definition of losing his mind, I've lost mine a couple of times.
If you're talking to yourself in the desert,
he's just having a little golem.
Ooh,
moment.
Look at the shooting star.
Yep.
UFO.
Everybody make a wish.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know what that sound is?
Dr. Teeth.
See, and now they're back on the mission again. Like, happiness has come.
How did the bus get there, get parked, get unloaded? In that amount
he was out in the desert a long time.
Muppet magic. That's what it is, ladies and gentlemen.
He was on a vision quest.
Yep. he was with Jim Morrison.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no. Oh, now I've got that.
Oh.
movie in my head.
Wait, there's something.
What?
Vision Quest or The Doors?
The Doors.
God.
That whole, the whole desert thing.
That's actually still a great movie.
We just read
but I like how
they illustrated the
colors. They colored,
exactly. They've like totally drawn all over it and everything.
Aw, see, saved. Yep. Muppet Karma.
Save.
Muppet
see,
Karma.
Abandoning their car.
Well, again, the car. Large open vehicle, more Muppets. Always good.
That's right.
Yep.
It's a short bus. Anybody noticing?
And what I love about it is also, hang on, they're going to cut to it. I like how they have all the records.
Yeah.
Tacked inside. I love that. It's really cool.
It's like their little home.
It's their little studio.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But they even have an espresso machine in the back corner.
Look how wide it is.
Uh-oh.
You should see the bus that they have in Great Muppet Caper.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty awesome.
Animal has a bigger part in that movie, too, which I enjoy.
Yeah. And yet that's not on your list of vehicles you want to own.
No, for some reason it's not.
Now, who is this? I'm trying to remember who this is.
I mean, I take it.
Anybody remember? No,
I'm just not going to pursue it.
It's Austin Pendleton.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's right.
I always wanted the...
So what are we at?
Bus.
No, it's well, we've it's seen
Austin,
Austin
Pendleton.
Already, so.
Well, what's it? Oh, we are
Green Hat.
He's yeah.
He's Green Hat. That's right.
He's Green Hat working for the Frogman.
That's right.
Whoa!
But we're currently at 8 of 12, if I remember right.
I think it's
8 of 13. Oh,
the door for the bus. It says phone on it. Like they took a phone.
Took a phone.
Yeah. See the classic character, the good bad guy.
Now the director.
See now that once they've been the you see the he draws the line at killing. Except for all oh okay I have to mention this okay and you might have for all you comic lovers Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back in the early '70s, there was a comic book called Plop that came out.
Yeah, you've talked to me about it before.
And one of the stories in it was about a gourmand of some sort who basically loves frog legs, and he orders hundreds of them and everything. And then he like lives out in like the bayous of Louisiana or something like that. Then one night he starts hearing noise and whatever, and then he sees like you know the climax is he basically sees his whole house invaded by all these frogs without any legs or anything. And the next scene you see is basically he's got no limbs left because they took them all off of him.
That's crazy.
I love that's my favorite story in Plop.
Floyd Zoot.
And speaking of climax, we are reaching it.
That's right.
See? See?
In the Western town.
It's a phone booth, Lord.
I'm the one being hunted. I'm going to go check things out.
But I like how the
But he's the leader.
I just like how they tricked out the bus so they could have, you know, they could drive, but they actually have Dr. Teeth opening that up and everything. I'm just fascinated by that. It's really cool.
Now, notice how tall.
Oh, I can't wait for the Spurs.
Notice how tall he is here. He's much higher than the horse rail.
Oh.
But he's lower than the barrel.
Than the barrel. Hmm. Whoa. Okay.
This is a great introduction to these characters.
Oh,
it is.
How handy.
Beaker.
Not only pretty, but practical.
Beaker.
Does the Swedish chef end up in this? I haven't seen him yet.
He was just a projectionist.
That's right. Put the lobster in the pot.
Love the Swedish chef.
Oh, yeah. How can you not?
Swedish chef was awesome. Oh, that's right, because ITC did the TV show. Mm-hmm. Now I'm remembering, yeah. Which was Sir Lou Grade.
And did ITC not also do Space 1999?
They did, and UFO.
And UFO?
Mm-hmm.
There.
You can never mention Space 1999 without UFO.
No, of course not.
Duh.
How big was it when it was a plum?
Instagrow pills.
Yes.
Oh, so good.
That's, okay, when I was watching, I'm like, how did that happen? Now I know, because I turned away for a moment.
Can't turn away for a moment during
blink.
A Muppet movie.
No.
Oh, and here's another horse.
Right.
This one's laying down.
I love the skeletons. That's right. The other one was standing up.
Oh, it's the same horse.
Oh, because it fell. That's right. It collapsed.
Huh.
Yeah.
Showdown. Yes. After I've got some spurs on. Because every frog needs some spurs. There we go. Oh, I love it. Don't mess with Kermit. I love the saunter. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Nice shot.
Does he have spurs on?
I don't think his legs weren't that spread apart either. That's the whole thing. Yeah. Charles Durning.
A little of a cheat, but still what?
Yeah.
It was a cheat.
Well, I like the guy with the spear gun. He cocks it like it's a shotgun.
You know, and I love the speech. You know,
yeah.
He basically, he appeals, I mean, really, he tries to be as human as possible, Kermit does, to really appeal to this guy.
Yeah.
Careful. She's getting choked up.
Well, it's a good speech.
It's the kind of dream that gets better with the more people you share it with. Love you, Kermit.
But then I love the punchline. Well, I don't love the punchline.
Kind of makes us like a family.
Look at all the colors.
Yeah. Yeah, compared to the others. Yeah, look at that. And well, especially against the whole ghost town.
Yeah, you have no family. That's what he just said. I love it. No, you don't. Yeah, no, I'm not your friend.
What?
Yeah. And I like I like how Charles Durning just kind of looks down. He's like, oh, well, you know, take my hat off, scratch my hair. I'm looking at you. You made a good speech, but all right. All right, kill him. It's like, what?
And they're also shocked because they thought they had Muppet Karma.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. But they do.
But they do have Muppet Karma.
Here it comes.
But we all think they're Muppet Karma, but then, of course, it's...
I love this. This is a great puppeteering now, idea.
Okay. This is a miniature, right?
No, that's a balloon. I mean, it might be a miniature as well, but that big.
I'm trying to figure out.
It's a composite shot of somebody's. That's not actually.
Yeah, that's composite. Yeah,
but that is a giant animal puppet.
I don't think so. I think it's that right there. Might
no, that's a foreground miniature.
Yeah, that's a miniature. Yeah.
Okay, that was for.
But when he's really far away, it's a. That is not a normal. That's not a normal size puppet.
No, that's a composite shot.
Yeah, it is a composite.
That's composite. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
That particular shot.
The focus looks a little wonky, which
that's forced perspective,
right? Of course.
Yeah.
But it was actually
what are we gonna do with animal
Hollywood.
The Insta Shrink.
Hopefully they had the Insta.
Yeah, I'm sure
pills.
They got another pill for that.
Insta Shrink pills.
Now look at that hillside.
It's like Allison went. Oh,
where is everything?
Yeah, right. Huh.
Yeah,
no kidding.
That's
Hollywood
true.
Vine.
Yeah.
There's nothing on those hills.
I like how they're going so geographically. Easy. This is fine. And then all of a sudden, they're in Santa Monica.
Yeah, well.
With a green flare.
But people don't know that.
I know.
And then they're at Worldwide Studios.
Out in the valley.
At 2 o'clock. They're on time.
Here we go. Cloris Leachman.
Lou Lord.
Oh, she's fantastic.
That's another cameo. And she's still alive.
Still alive. So what are we at?
8 of 14? You just said 13, right? 8 of 13?
So. Something like that. Like 9 of 14.
Look at how nice she looks. She's actually quite
the... Call it 8 of 14.
Oh, wow. Oh, man, now I'm just realizing what the set was. That's amazing.
She looks amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's wrong with animals? Animals! I love this.
I like to see.
I want to see a fancy.
It's a Hollywood frog, exactly.
That's a Gertie.
Wait, no.
I like how they turned the fan.
Camilla
on.
Just goes crazy and starts, yeah.
Allergies are nothing to sneeze at. What kind of flower is that on the desk there? It looks like a feather flower.
Oh, they got her. They won.
Of course they did.
They won with their animal dander.
That's right. Their animal dander defeated her and her rules.
But again, Muppet karma to be there with the...
Lousy human rules. Yeah. Ooh.
Posh.
Oh, the angels sing. That's a nice...
And the harps.
That's a nice move as they're moving... I guess they're moving towards...
What's that chandelier?
All I can think of is that floor was cut out.
Yep.
That's going to be a big 9 of 15.
I like the, 9 of 15.
I like the 5 Oscars. Now, if you watch him, look at his eyes. He is soused. I'm sorry. Love Orson Welles, but that dude there is drunk.
Notice the floor when we turn and see the Muppets?
Yeah, it's either one set with like a dropout floor that you can put back in or...
Yeah, well, yeah.
And I think that's probably what it is.
Yeah. And they directed him well. They directed so they could get what they needed from him.
You're right. His eyes are bloodshot.
He is.
You know, look at her standing.
Look at Janice.
Yeah, she's
like,
there.
What?
Totally selling the floor.
I like this. The rich and famous contract for Kermit the Frog.
I'm going to ask for that for the next job I do. Can I have the rich and famous contract?
We did it!
See, sometimes all you have to do is ask. I came here to be rich and famous.
Oh, here it is. This is my favorite part of the whole movie.
Are you going to cry?
I might cry.
I have Kleenex ready.
There's usually a point in Kleenex. The music that it always happens.
Well,
see if it happens.
It'll short out the microphone.
No, I don't sob.
Not good.
Oh, God, I can't sing.
Now, that was interesting.
What's that?
I wonder how they did that long shot pushed in without seeing underneath that bench.
Yeah.
Maybe it was
a mirror.
Yeah, mirror. Ooh, I like that little sidestep there, Kermit.
Yeah.
Without seeing his legs. Ooh.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to listen to this in my car on the way home. And I'm going to sing.
There you go.
And cry.
Now they're bringing.
What I love is they're essentially once again, and this is I say for the kids, they're recapping the whole film.
Yep.
They're bringing out all the settings
and all the
props.
Now that they can make a movie. What they're going to do is they're going to tell their story.
They're going to tell the story, which we've been seeing,
right?
But in a way, you know, it's the meta thing. And I think that's just in terms of telling the story for kids and recapping, this is great.
And everybody they meet on the way, everybody gets to participate. Because they're like a family, like Krimi said. And they're going to make the movie together. Oh, it's so good.
But I like that pattern in terms of the story, just retelling it in a very short way so the kids can remember.
See those nice Mole Richardson lights in the background? I don't wonder what kind of, like, they had that little teeny tiny light that Animal was pushing.
There's the car.
The
trees for the swamp. We have the church.
Mm-hmm.
El
Sleezo.
Like they're all carrying where, like...
We're recapping the whole film. The Hollywood sign.
Yeah.
With the palm tree and Capitol Records. She's like...
Hollywood talk.
That's crazy, Harry.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
He reminds me of Trey.
And there's the Nagra. I don't think they have Nagras anymore.
Testing!
See, that's how I feel sometimes when you guys talk.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Well, we could just not talk and then...
Kidding.
Really interesting, huh?
Kidding. It blows out my ears.
This is where he takes his fingers off? Oh, no. Yeah. Wait a second. How did he get a directing job this quickly?
Because he's Kermit.
Because he got the standard Rich and Famous contract.
He got the Rich and Famous contract.
Duh.
Ooh, look at all those silks.
Oh, I
nice.
Love it.
There's the swamp.
The editor's going to be mad at Skeeter for messing up that slate.
Yeah. Well, he'll just have to tail slate it. And now we have the recap from the beginning, singing the same song from the beginning. But with everyone.
Okay, now I'm having trouble not singing.
And there's Gonzo, and he starts flying.
Oh my God, this is difficult not to sing along.
Yeah, it's really hard.
I mean, right. I'm really having to not, and I, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
We are watching too. Nope,
but you
we
know,
are.
But this is a really good song. I mean,
yeah,
that's part
it
of it.
Really
it really is.
Is
a good song. And of course, with Gonzo.
Uh-oh.
Oh no. It's destroying the dream. No.
You can't destroy a dream.
Well, that's what I was saying. Well, maybe that's not what the dream really is. And there's an explosion. I was watching this last time. I'm like, what the heck is going on? They're destroying the stage.
Yeah,
no.
The sound stage is no damage.
Everything's destroyed. This is awful.
But the rainbow still comes.
But I didn't know that. See.
Okay. Why is everyone?
And because for me last night, in a way, was watching it kind of for the first time again. And then... then I went, oh, okay, I see.
My favorite part of the song's coming up. It's usually when I cry.
And this is, and it's really
it's
nice.
It's a big build-up to your tears. If you don't pay off, we're all going to be disappointed. We're going to have to poke you in the eye or something.
But this is really good. This is a great, great ending. I like this.
Yeah.
Just songwriting-wise, it's great. And then with all the puppets, all the Muppets, look at this.
Look at this.
There's the Swedish
what
Chef.
An amazing
this
shot.
Is a great shot.
So this is like the shot that...
they got everyone in.
Yeah, with everybody.
It's a lot of Muppets.
Look at how that floor is totally cut out.
Now, the rainbow effect is... that's optical. Is it? Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to think of how they even do it.
It's kind of smelly beneath all those Muppets with all the puppeteers.
Oh, yeah. It's a big pit.
Now, the combination that Henson does with the rod puppets, some marionettes, but the suit work. I mean, it just, I guess nothing was off limit. Anything you could do to make a character move and live was fair game. And I just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Well, did he revolutionize puppetry?
Oh, yeah.
In many ways.
Okay.
Would we finish off 9 of 15 with our?
Yeah, I think it was 9 of 15. So that means there were 6 cameos they're still alive. And
those, over half the cameos.
Well,
there they are.
But that's 31 years ago, so you imagine some people
that's
would
true.
Pass
no,
away
no, no,
by
no,
now.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
You know?
But there's a lot of people that you would be, you know, could theoretically still be alive, like Richard Pryor and several others.
Hanson.
Bruce Kirby was the gate guard. I know, but you mean we recognize him, but that was his name.
Yeah, Michael Davis. That's my teacher.
Oh, wow. All right.
There.
Nice.
He just goes by Michael Earl now. I think that's his middle name, Earl.
I like how they're just talking. It's the credits, and we're just sitting after the show, and we've seen our movie, and they're all, of course, talking. The pigs are talking to Piggy.
They speak her language.
Ew.
Now, who's that behind her? He's like a flamenco dancer.
Yeah. I think he might have been on Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody here.
I haven't seen the Muppet Show in ages.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to watch it. I guess on
YouTube.
There's Les.
DVD.
There's Les Gobrug.
Yeah. Amazing art direction, I think.
If you watch it on YouTube, you can actually watch the Swedish Chef.
Oh, Ben Nye.
All put together.
Ben Nye the second.
That's funny, yeah.
Speaking of Planet of the Apes.
Who?
Ben Nye.
Ben Nye didn't do Planet of the Apes.
He used his makeup, though.
Well, everyone uses makeup.
Wait, who did Planet of the Apes?
John Chambers. He's the one who revolutionized the makeup. I think there were others.
Children's Television Workshop.
We came after. I like ITC. There, he's asleep.
Okay, what is animal? He's just animal.
He's animal.
He's just an animal.
There you go. Film dedicated to the memory and magic of Edgar Bergen.
Yep.
Mm.
Apparently a big influence on Mr. Henson.
I was thrilled to get him
involved in the film.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Very, very good.
Well, but where was Madam? Who was it? What was that? Who? I was thinking of other famous puppeteers. What's her name? And
the one with the sock. Okay,
Lamb Chop?
Lamb Chop.
Oh, Lamb Chop. Sherry Lewis.
She's dead now.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't mean now, but I meant...
Yes, she's dead.
since we're talking about dead.
Oh, everybody dying, yeah.
It probably wouldn't work so well just to parade out, you know, every famous puppeteer ever.
No? In the film.
Well, they got a lot. I think their point was to get a lot of comedians, a lot of comedic actors of the time.
Well, and the kind of people that they were already having on Muppet Show.
Has Sherry ever made an appearance?
You are correct. They probably got as many people from Muppet Show.
I don't think so.
No. Steve Martin was on the Muppet Show quite a few times, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Cloris Leachman. She was on the Muppet Show before.
Yeah.
I think she sings a song with Sweetums.
Mark Hamill.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mark Hamill? Oh, I mean, everyone was showing up on the Muppet Show.
Well, I guess that's, you know, that's why it was the show. Hey, I'm making a movie. You want to do a cameo?
So sure. Yeah. I did your show. I'll come and do the movie. Anything for you, Jim Henson.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't get that a lot myself.
Yeah.
Anything for you, Jim.
So
you have money, right?
Maybe, right? Well, that's rather enjoyable. I think at some point I'll have to try for the second one. What was it again? Hang on, wait, I've got the notes here. The Great Muppet Caper, you call it?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's my favorite one.
The Great Muppet Caper. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe it's because it's a Piggy movie. I don't know.
Okay. There you go.
But aren't they all Kermit Piggy movies?
Well, right, but I think this movie, yeah. I just feel like Great Muppet Caper like focuses a little bit more on Piggy the same way that like Muppets in Space focuses a little bit more on Gonzo. It just does.
It's his movie, right?
Yeah.
Basically?
I mean, it just gives more time to him and what's going on with him and developing his character, whereas I feel like Caper does that too with Piggy. Like, there's a lot going on with Piggy.
How does this stack up against all the other Muppet movies?
This is the best one.
Yeah,
this is the best movie.
Really?
Muppet movie.
The other movies get to be a lot more gags than narrative in a lot of ways.
Well, so, and because this is the one that encompasses the feeling of Jim Henson and like and what the Muppets are all about and what he was trying to do. I think he put all of that into telling this story, which was Dream It, you know?
And so the other movies don't really follow that
same
story.
They do. Of course, everything does. Everything that the Muppets are involved with follows that, you know? Right. But this is like, I think that this is just the epitome of that.
Well, okay. Interesting.
And you do get Charles Grodin in the next
Great
film.
Great Muppet Caper?
Mm-hmm.
There's some good cameos in there, too. It's got
he's like a main actor.
Well, yeah. And then who's the, what's the lady? What's Emma Peel? What's her name?
Diana Rigg.
Yeah, Diana Rigg. Ooh. Yeah, she's like a main character in it, too.
I always had such a crush on her.
I never can remember her name, but I just call her Emma Peel. You know, everybody knows what I'm talking about.
The Avengers. You want to talk about it?
I don't know what else she did.
You want to talk about a surreal TV series, The Avengers.
What about The Prisoner?
That was surreal, but that was only 17 episodes, yeah.
It was how many?
17 episodes. Summer of 68. Wow. Okay. Any final thoughts on this?
Awesome.
Life's like a movie. Write your own ending. Keep believing. Keep pretending.
That was the lyrics from the end, right?
Yep. That's my favorite part of the song. And that's one of my favorite quotes of all time. So live it, everyone.
There you go.
I'll get that from you afterwards. Life's like a movie.
You probably could just watch it on this.
I could. It's easier just to ask Heidi. She'll
quote I take
knows everything Muppet.
The quote I take away from this movie is animal.
I like,
go home, go home.
I liked it. My favorite was please draw up the rich and famous contract for Kermit the Frog.
The standard.
The standard. That's right. Richard intoned Man. As Orson Welles did.
Not the abridged or abbreviated, but the standard.
The standard. That's right. Well, great. So, Any final thoughts? Final thoughts? Jim?
Wonderful colors. I thought the art direction was amazing. I mean, yeah. Les, the art director, did a fantastic job. From IMDb, it doesn't look like he's done a lot of things, but what he did here I thought was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Agreed.
Yeah. And so that's my final thought.
I'm glad to have seen it twice in 2 days. It gives me an appreciation of it again after a long absence. I don't know. I'll come back to it. Maybe I'll come back to it at some point. But I think I'll move on to Great Muppet Caper and kind of nail my way through the Muppet movies, and we'll see. We'll see the evolution of the whole thing.
You got something to work towards.
Yes, that's right. I have many goals. That's one of them.
I have applause.
Oh, no, it's okay. Really, clapping of hands. Okay, and then on that note, thank you for joining us for this edition of Film Grok with the Muppet movie. This has been
Jim Usterman.
Michael Smith.
Heidi Hilliker.
And Serge Delpierre. Talk to you later. Bye.